USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is improving slightly. The University of Michigan's early reading for September edged up another point after hitting its all-time low in June. The one-year economic outlook continued its rise from extremely low readings earlier in the summer, but the gains were offset by modest declines in the long-term outlook. The survey noted a high level of consumer uncertainty over inflation, despite the recent drop in energy prices. In a sit-down interview between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Reuters on Friday, Zelensky details he knows about the mass graves found outside a city in Ukraine days after it was surrendered from Russia.
We have found 450 people killed and buried, but there's also separate burial places.
Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine is in its seventh month. Elon Musk is accusing Twitter of fraud after he alleges it concealed serious flaws in the social media company's data security. Musk saying this should allow him to end his $44 billion deal to purchase a social media company. The head of the UN's World Food Program says as many as 354 million people around the world are marching towards starvation. David Beasley also warned the UN Security Council 50 million people across 45 countries are suffering from very acute malnutrition and are knocking on famine's door.
A global emergency of unprecedented magnitude, with the threat of mass starvation growing all the time.
Beasley blaming COVID's economic impact, inflation, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
As the crisis on our U.S.-Mexico border continues, Democrats and Republicans are taking note.
After getting no reaction from the Biden administration for years about the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Governor Ron DeSantis says he did send illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard this week. Now everyone is talking about the border.
We take what's happening at the southern border very seriously, unlike some. And unlike the President of the United States, who has refused to lift a finger to secure that border.
President Biden.
We're committed to fixing the immigration system. Instead of working with us on solutions, Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. It's un-American. It's reckless.
California is doing what they believe is necessary to protect kids online.
California will be the first state to require online companies to put kids' safety first. That's according to Governor Gavin Newsom. The bill that is modeled after a similar measure in the United Kingdom will require tech companies that provide online services attractive to children to follow age-appropriate design code principles aimed at keeping children safe. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
President Biden and the First Lady are heading to Great Britain Saturday for the funeral of Queen Elizabeth. The state funeral is set for Monday in London. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best war truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.